Hi. Is this working?
Yes.
I'm Benjamin. I work for the government, and I'll talk about online toolings to check your email configuration. Partly internet.nl, but also some other tools. For the government, I'm an advisor on standards, and I use internet.nl to scan the Dutch government internally and report on that openly. But let's take a look at internet.nl. For example, there's a website testing part, but there's also an email testing part, and we'll mainly focus on the email testing part. So internet.nl is done by the Dutch Internet Standards Platform. That's the organization behind it. And that's a private-public partnership between government and internet community. Internet community like RIPE or a local .nl, local TLD, but also Internet Society, which we use the nice internet.nl name we rented, or we can use it from, and some governmental organizations, including the or local Dutch National Security Center. So the main goal is to promote modern internet standards, and I will mainly focus on these few standards. Common standards, hopefully, although not always. So IPv6 for email, we will check: are your name servers? Do you have at least two name servers with an IPv6 address? Are they reachable? And the same goes for the email server. So does it actually have an IPv6 address? We don't check if you actually, or you are allowed not having an IPv4 address, of course, but you should at least have an IPv6 address, right? This is, I think, 30 years old now or something. It's pretty old. Lots of tooling cannot handle IPv6, so my favorite tool, like IPv info, you cannot use it, but you can use like IP.whatthefuck, and you will get your IPv6 address, configure it in your Quad A. But you might also want to check all your monitoring tools if they actually support IPv6, but that is, kind of problem. And please don't use IPv4 mapped as IPv6 addresses. Sometimes we see governmental people doing this just to comply with our tooling. But nowadays we ban this. So sometimes you get like these messages like, is Google down or is internet.nl wrong? Google's down, of course, on IPv6 because they don't apparently monitor it somehow. Check your monitoring tools. Apparently Google didn't. So please also note if you're self-hosting at home or something and you check your IPv6 address that you are not exposing your MAC address. So if you have like FFFE in your IPv6 address, you might expose your MAC address. Could also be a random generated one. We check that also on the connection test on internet.nl, so you can do that also. Some common issues we now mainly see with containers is like you can actually do support IPv6 incoming, but not outgoing, because if you don't enable IPv6 in Docker, IPv6 just doesn't work from the container. It works if you have an outgoing incoming connection, but not if you have an outgoing connection. And we also quite often see that, and this is pretty tricky, your resolver, your external resolver, actually does have an IPv6 address. It can resolve Quad A, but then it doesn't have again IPv6 on its own, so it cannot connect to IPv6 only name servers. Which are, of course, interesting. You don't see this often, but we have some. We also check this on internet.nl, so you can do the connection test, or you can try to resolve like the MX of dnslabs.nl, which is IPv6 only. And please be inclusive, like 4 billion or a bit less IPv4 addresses are quite some, but not enough for the whole world, so please
do IPv6.
Some countries also phasing out IPv4, like the Czech Republic. And yeah, mostly IPv6 is now a thing. Also here at the conference, I think the Wi-Fi is mostly IPv6. DNSSEC, this is a trick. In Europe, it's less controversial than in America. We'll just check, like, do you have DNSSEC, and is it valid? And is it valid for your domain and also for your MX? Yeah, not doing DNSSEC in 2025. Do you know this problem example, MasterCard? Yes. Yeah, so the problem is they use Akamai, of course, very secure. But then there's a bit of a typo here. And yeah, and that was a free domain, apparently. So somebody registered it. And yeah, you might want to do like defense in depth and do DNSSEC, right? And this is not even spoofing. This is just buying a domain name, right? That is very easy. So internet.nl has an, uses Unbound, has a hard expire. Unbound has like a soft expire, which says like, well, maybe your DNS can be like 1 hour or up to 1 day old. We check it hard. Google DNS also has a hard check. So we mostly see like your Apex is valid, but your subdomain is not, because you do some CNAMing to some weird, I don't know, Akamai, Microsoft, something weird. Or yeah, you have a invalid or expired NSEC. InternetNL checks the whole chain because we use Unbound. So yeah, if you CNAME, you might have a problem. And we use QNAME minimalization. That also sometimes results into seeing problems on your DNS part. If you think, well, DNS is not for me, I advise everyone dsec.io. It is a European-based free DNS provider. Of course, the other tools which are very nice and way better at DNSSEC are DNSFizz and ZoneMaster. This is the positive thing, only green stuff. Of course, if something is wrong, these will be chaos and red. CNAMEs, yeah, more about CNAMEs. Watch out with CNAMEs, because we see this a lot, like WW CNAME to your Apex. You want to have, most of the people have like an MX record on their Apex. Now you also have an MX record for your WWW. Maybe you don't want that. And also, if you CNAME to external sites, of course, if you don't set up an MX, now the external side is responsible for the A and the quad A, but also anything else like a null MX, or if they don't do that, they can actually send and receive email, right, on this thing. So maybe you don't want to do that and just flatten this. SPF should be simple, but yeah, isn't. Of course, if you do like plus all or question mark all, like fosdem, yeah, what does it say? SPF should be simple, but it's somehow extremely hard. But these are like common configurations for allowing your MX, A and quad A, by the way, or just don't allow email with a hard fail. Common problems we see: people only configure this on their Apex and nothing else. And when using include, make sure you have a maximum of 10 lookups, and the 10, I will come back to that later. And if you're using include, you should probably monitor that, because if the includes are not managed by you, they can change, and you might go over that 10 limit. More than 9 out of 10 tools do the counting wrong, including internet.nl at the moment. our developer now said, main developer now said, like, yeah, we're not going to fix this anymore. We're going to include SPF trace, which is a nice Rust tool. They also initially did counting wrong, but they fixed it in PR issue 4 or something, because you have your main counting, but you also have the sub-counting. So if there's so all the includes are counted, but also every MX should be resolved to an IP address, you end up with possibly 111 valid DNS requests. So not 10, 111, worst case scenario. So some links here, how to install it. DKIM, how can we check that without knowing your selector? Well, we just check your domain key and we expect a no error, then there's something below it. NX domain shouldn't be something below it, but we see a lot of NX domains when there is some selector below it, badly configured DNS server. Yeah, there's an RFC for that. There should be nothing below it. DMARC, should be something like this, only on your top domain. You can override it, but it still means SPF or DKIM is valid. It doesn't mean AND. The main problem we see here, P is none, does nothing. And somehow you don't need a trailing semicolon, except for the authentication stuff. There it is, but it's wrong in the documentation. It's in the errata that there should be a semicolon there. It's in the ABNF, but yeah, who reads that? And who reads the errata, right? So, but we check for that, and we will say like, yeah, something is wrong. But yeah, FOSDEM didn't have anything, but I from a previous conference, this is an example. So if you want to do no mail, it might be a bit weird, this room for no mail, but there's a null MX you can set up. And then you explicitly say, I do no email, which is just priority zero with a dot. You cannot set up this in every DNS software, but you should. And then you could also, of course, do an SPF hard fail also with a semicolon, and also do a DMARC reject. So you force, actually, there should be DKIM or SPF, and it will fail always, right? Then we do DANE. We check if it exists, it's valid, and if you do some rollover scheme. I will go over very brief, because I have, I think, 2 minutes. you can see it in the slides, so we'll upload them later. So common issues, they need DNSSEC. And we see a lot of people, they want to pass like DANE and set it up once and then automatically renew their certificate, but don't update their DNS. Don't do that. Have a rollover scheme to at least maybe an intermediate certificate, but also monitor that because they change. You probably want to do a TLS reporting. Probably don't want to do MTA STS in combination because it's tricky if one is wrong and the other isn't. We have another tool which is an active tool. It's Havdane. You can send an havdane.net. You can send an email to 3 addresses and it checks if you have configured DANE correctly or if your mail server actually sends email to servers that has like bogus DANE. Also shout out to Sys4. They for a Christmas present they open source this tool. It was closed source before, now it's open source, which is really nice. Some other check which is nice but not open source but also not really commercial. And of course you can do like a manual DANE check with OpenSSL, which is also nice. And the main thing, I think internet.nl is the only tool that actually does like online, open source online tool that does start TLS debugging. And yeah, the main issue is that mail servers do like rate limit us. So that's a problem. Because we need to do quite some TLS connections to set up and know, because the only way how to know what your server is supporting is sending over every possible cipher, then see what it will connect, then removing that, then do it again, etc., etc. So if your server supports lots of DNS ciphers, well, we need to do lots of connections. something wrong there, but my time is also... So you can also do that with test SSL, which script. We also check for CA issue, and issue mail might be interesting too. You can block S/MIME certificates with that. And other stuff, these are nice tools, not open source. We should have some FOSS tools, FOSS alternatives for that. Especially mail tester, I would really like to have a FOSS alternative for that. And some URLs, we have a testing tool, it's on internet.nl. We used to give these t-shirts away if you score 100%. Currently we're out of stock, we are working on a new design and we will have a new t-shirt soon. And we have some localized versions in Brazil, Denmark, France, Germany. And we have a dashboard for a non-profit with, for government and vital sector, and you can dump like loads of domains in there and have them regularly checked. We're currently in GitHub trying to move that to something else, and you can run it yourself and PR show open. Questions? Yeah, that might be. Sorry, repeat the question. You recommended to have SPF on a wildcard. Does internet.nl check for that? No. That was the question?
Why doesn't it check for that?
Why doesn't it check for that? It's pretty tricky to check, but we have some open issues to maybe check for this and maybe also check for is it a C name or something? There are some issues open for that, but yeah, it's not on highest on the priority list yet.
Do you have any plans to implement some checks for NTSS as well?
I think it's not on the schedule. Question is, do you have plans to implement MTA STS checks? Mm-hmm. It's currently not an issue, but you can file, of course, an issue for this.
So what's the highest on your priority list?
What's the highest on your priority list? We have a public roadmap. Currently we're working on the new Dutch government TLS guidelines. So that's a complete TLS rework on the internal part, which is also open on dev4.internet.nl. That's the main thing. Then comes the redesign, so we can give out new t-shirts. And then we have... huge list of DNS stuff we want to add. So, yeah, mainly checking DNS, right?
Any further questions?
Okay. I just want to say thank you so much for doing the PKI checks. I think that's really awesome that you've done that. Thank you.
So the question, the remark was thank you for the RPKI checks. Yes, thanks for the National Cybersecurity Center of the Netherlands. They gave that code as a contribution. Yes, very nice.
Do you have a list of things that minimum list that needs to be done in order for emails not to get into spam inbox of email?
The question was, do you have a minimal list of things to need to be done for not ending up in spam? Internet, score 100% on internet.nl, of course, but then maybe also do like reverse DNS correct, and I would advise you for also these tools, which are sadly not false.